It's Vikings game plan in deep stretch. Before we handle the winning formula, here is the DraftKings Star of the Week. It's Adam Thielen. Winning formula time on Vikings game plan on a salute to service Sunday. On behalf of all of us here with Vikings game plan, we thank everybody for their service at any time. Ron Johnson, Vikings Game Day Live, Wobby, Vikings.com. Let's take a look at some pertinent Vikings topics into this game against the Ram, including bigger problem for the Minnesota Vikings in this game. The Rams offense, highest scoring in the NFL, or a defense featuring Aaron Donald.
I'm going to go defense. The biggest reason, on third down, they're one of the tops in the league. Great. And that's the most important down to get off the field. Yeah. They're up there. You look at sacks, though. Mm-hmm. They're third in the league on that. But they have 11 different guys that have recorded a sack. Only five other teams have done that.
That's nice.
So it's not like you can just key on one guy. Everybody's coming after you. The 3-4 defense as well. It's pretty scary when everybody's just blitzing.
And they lead the league.
He sold me a little bit.
They lead the league in takeaways.
Yeah.
That's helping an already explosive offense put up even more points on the board. Mm. But to me, it's the offense. Highest scoring offense in the league, and Sean McVay knows what he's doing. I mean, Jared Goff last year looked like a bust. This year, he looks like he should have been the top pick. I give a lot of credit to Sean McVay for that. The caveat here is the Vikings at home are holding teams 8.8 points below their season average for scoring.
Nice.
So I do like our chances in this game, but I think the number one matchup problem for us is the offense.
Now the Los Angeles Rams are experiencing an unprecedented turnaround. This team is 7-2. Like Wobby said, leading NFL with points per game. Defense, as Ron said, doing some really good things. What are some legitimate factors, like the most important factor to the turnaround?
It's the head coach. Sean McVay. 31 years old, I believe, yep. Youngest head coach in the NFL, mm-hmm. but obviously has come over there and showing he knows what he's doing. The turnaround with Jared Goff is incredible. He has a confident team. There is some turnover when you look at the roster, but for the vast majority of it is the same. I mean, Aaron Donald is still there. He was there last year.
Yeah.
Tremaine Johnson.
Tavon.
Yeah, I mean, this is a head coach and quarterback league. The Rams have a good head coach, and that's why they've turned it around.
Your thoughts?
And I like that. I'm going to piggyback and trickle down a little bit further. Last year, Rob Boris, tight ends coach, and Mike Grau were both the offensive coordinators. You can't have two offensive coordinators. It's tough to figure out what offense you're even running. This year, Matt LaFleur from the Atlanta Falcons was under Shanahan and also had a great offense, yeah, as we've seen in the past.
You want to talk explosive play? How about our DraftKings Star of the Week, Adam Thielen? Had a touchdown against Washington, but he also had 166 yards. Why are teams struggling to slow Adam Thielen?
He runs great top-of-the-route moves.
Keenum firing Thielen again, and he's got him again! Down to the five. He had Thielen all over him, and it didn't matter.
He's only had like 2.8 yards of cushion when it comes to throwing. He's not a guy that's going to give you a ton of separation, but he catches every single ball with his hands. And there's time where guys are draped on top of him, and he just catches with his hands, never brings it in, and still scores a touchdown or continues to go for the first down, as Mike Zimmer said.
Adam is super feisty and competitive,
yep,
and I think it shows out on the field. It showed last week in Washington. He had guys talking trash to him, you could tell, and then Adam had a big game, so he was giving it right back to those guys. Pat Shurmur. I think Pat Shurmur is on fire with play design and play calling. Yeah. A lot of times, Diggs and Thielen are catching passes, and there's no one near them.
Yeah.
So I guess they're running good routes, and Case is being accurate, but I also think Shurmur's calling good plays.
And finally, quickly, 8 seconds, you get it all. His gold/yellow gloves. Who provides them?
Adidas.
In the NFC North, there are four teams. Bears, Green Bay, Lions, Minnesota Vikings. Final question for the winning formula. How many teams from the NFC North make the playoffs?
Ooh, I'm going to go two. I think it's Detroit and Minnesota.
Same.
The Vikings get there by virtue of winning the division. That's how I think it's going to go down.
Of course you do.
Detroit, very favorable schedule, except for the Thanksgiving Day game for them. That's a tough matchup. But very favorable other than that. So I think it's going to get them to 10 or 11 wins.
Yeah.
That's going to get them a wild card. Big game coming up this weekend, not just in Minnesota, but in Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
Where the Falcons and Seahawks, who are both vying for a wild card spot, will go at it. No Ezekiel Elliott for Dallas. That could hurt them in the wild card race. I think the Lions can slip in.
Nice take.
You sold me on that one.
All right.
I'm not a fan of the Lions, though. I feel like they're always like, I'm from Detroit, so I feel like they just want to let us all down. I do think that they have a chance. I like the Seattle take. I also like the Ezekiel Elliott being cut. Yeah. But I think the Vikings are going to go far enough ahead and beat enough of the opponents within the NFC that it's going to hurt them. And another team's going to sneak in with a tied record that'll beat them in the tiebreaker, and the Lions will be out.
On behalf of all of us here at the TCO Studios and with Vikings Game Plan, I'm Paul Allen. Thanks for watching.